Lesson 23, Worshipping Satan. This lesson begins on page 164 of your book. This audio text version contains the reading of any listed footnotes. The one thing God preserves for mankind is our free will. Even the monster who becomes the Antichrist will yet have a choice. He's going to be tempted by Satan shortly after the signing of the peace treaty and will come to an agreement to make a deal with the devil. But, right up until the moment he accedes to Satan, he will retain his free will. When the Antichrist locks down the world commerce system, everyone will still have their choice preserved. It will be an election between accepting Satan's mark versus refusing it. Such an act might seem trivial compared to starving to death. But, it's still a choice. People can accept the mark of the beast, or not. No one is going to force them one way or the other. However, failure to accept Christ will subject such persons to a penalty, forced fasting. Here's where Christ's analogy comes into play. Those who remain on the side of righteousness will be choosing to fast rather than submit to worshiping Satan. Taking the mark, or agreeing to worship Satan, carries a much bigger consequence, eternal death. Refusing the mark results in a more transient situation of physical death. There will be no avenue to feed oneself, apart from resorting to trying to grow your own food, stealing it, or participating in some form of a black market. The penalty for attempting to bypass the Antichrist's economic embargo will be death by beheading. Footnote number 140, Revelation, chapter 20, verse 4. Then I saw thrones, and they sat on them, and judgment was given to them. And I saw souls of those who had been beheaded, because of their testimony of Jesus, and because of the word of God, and those who had not worshipped the beast, or his image, and had not received the mark, on their forehead and on their hand, and they came to life, and reigned with Christ, for 1,000 years. End of footnote. Thus, even when refusing to take his mark, each person will yet retain a choice of how they die. Please make no mistake, the temptation to accept the mark of the beast will be massive. Don't for a moment believe you'll be the one who has the stamina to refuse. And you won't know until actually faced with this reality of the hardest choice. This will not be a time for false bravado. Satan was twice rebuked by Jesus. But he was not yet done tempting Christ. Satan next took Jesus to an exceedingly high mountain, where he showed him all the kingdoms of this world and their glory. Footnote number 141, Matthew, chapter 4, verse 8. The word for glory is doxen, and means splendor. And it was here where Satan made his best and final offer to the Lord. All these things I will give you, if you fall down and worship me. Footnote number 142, Matthew, chapter 4, verse 9. The word for fall down is pisan, and means descend from a higher place to a lower one. It's where we get the word pion. Notice it does not mean to fall, as in stumbling. No, it means to willingly remove oneself from a high place to a lower one. It means to submit. What is most interesting about this offer is that Satan possesses the legitimate power to make it. Jesus, in his reply, once more used the word of God. The Bible is the surest way to respond to any evil. He said, "Go, Satan. For it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and serve him only." Footnote number 143, Matthew, chapter 4, verse 10. The Lord's statement to Satan was in perfect harmony with the first commandment. Failure to obey the first and greatest commandment is what will lead those persons who take the mark of the beast to their eternal damnation. Jesus had a choice. He chose God. The Antichrist will also have a choice, but he will choose to worship Satan. The Antichrist will finish his world tour on the 4th of January 2034, exactly 40 days after the signing of the peace treaty. Whereas, Jesus went into the desert, to be isolated from people, the Antichrist is going to do just the opposite. He's going to travel the world, in the constant sight and adulation of millions of people. After the 40 days of fasting, the Bible tells us Jesus became hungry. Footnote number 144, Matthew, chapter 4, verse 2. He then became hungry. End of footnote. Well, the Antichrist will be hungry as well. But instead of being hungry for food, the Antichrist will become voracious for power. After seeing the admiration and fanaticism of people over 40 days, his appetite for power will be fully whetted. When he's at his weakest point, Satan will come to him, just like he did to Christ. On the next day, January 5, 2034, Satan will come to tempt the Antichrist. He will offer him the opportunity to become the Son of God, the Messiah. Satan will also woo him, with control over world commerce. Satan will offer him the entire world's commerce system, in exchange for his soul. Footnote number 145, Mark, chapter 8, verse 36. What does it profit a man to gain the whole world, yet forfeit his soul? End of footnote. When he pauses to consider the offer, Satan will then offer him power over life and death. Since Satan is a liar, I'm quite certain he will propose the notion of granting eternal life as well. Jesus gave an answer for that thought, when he said, "Whoever wishes to save his life, will lose it." Footnote number 146, Mark, chapter 8, verse 35. The Antichrist will lose his life, that's a certainty. In a statement, to those left behind during the tribulation, Jesus said, "But whoever loses his life for my sake and the gospel's, will save it." Satan will then make the Antichrist his best offer. He's going to show him all the nations of the world. He will tell the Antichrist they can all be his, for one not so small price. All he need do, is agree to worship Satan. Where Jesus refused, the Antichrist will accept. The Antichrist will indeed become ruler of the world, at least for a time. Flip back to page 155, to review the calculations for the date predicted by the first ratio. So, out of 21,861 days, the ratio predicts Satan will begin to tempt him on the 19,354th day, which equates exactly to January 5, 2034. Thus, the ratio denotes the time between the birth of the Antichrist, until the moment he is tempted by Satan. The Antichrist will be tempted, immediately following 40 days of basking in the world's glory. This time of praise and tribute will ignite a desire to receive even more adoration from the people of the world. Satan will then come, tempting him with an offer to give him precisely what he wants. In practical terms, we do not truly understand how this will actually come about. Satan is a finite being, meaning he can only be at one place at a time. The question is, will Satan himself indwell the Antichrist? Demonic possession was common in Jesus' day, just as it is now. Only today, we classify most forms of demonic influence as some form of psychosis. And from the medical community's point of view, mental impairment or derangement appears to be some form of a disease of the brain. But Jesus never healed anyone of a brain disorder. He gave sight to the blind, mobility to the lame, and performed many other healings, as reported in Scripture. Anything to do with a person's errant behavior had but one cause, demonic possession. I cannot explain why some people are susceptible, while others are not. I will just state that demonic possession is real. Based on Scripture, it seems likely that the Antichrist will be indwelt by Satan at some point during the tribulation. I want to stress once more that nearly everything Christ underwent and did for good and God was a template for what the Antichrist will do for evil and Satan. Jesus fasted for 40 days, rendering a prophecy for what his followers will face in the days following the Antichrist seizing control of the world's commerce. Those persons refusing to accept the message of the gospel today are going to be faced with what will seem to be an impossible situation. Either take the mark of the beast, so one can live under the shadow of Satan for a few more years, or refuse to worship Satan and face the prospect of either starving to death alone or being beheaded for trying to bypass the Antichrist's economic embargo. But the good news is, losing one's life for Jesus and the message of the gospel will lead to eternal life. Lesson 23, Questions for Discussion. Question 1, discuss the importance of man's free will. Explain why God preserves it until the last possible moment. Question 2, Satan has the power to grant a person ruler of the entire world. Explain why this is true. Question 3, list and explain the two reasons for Jesus fasting after his baptism. Question 4, explain the timing of the 40 days and nights of fasting by Jesus versus the Antichrist. How are they the same? Question 5, what happens to those persons who accept the mark of the beast? Explain your answer. Question 6, what happens to those who refuse it? List the possibilities. When you're ready, you can proceed on to Lesson 24, Departure to Horror. If you're listening using the website, just hit the back button on your browser to return to the page with the Chapter 5 lessons. Then move on to Lesson 24, Departure to Horror. Click on the blue box to hear the lesson with all footnotes read aloud. Click on the green box to hear the version without them. If you're using an audio player along with the thumb drive to listen to the book, it will automatically sequence to the next lesson. If you wish to stop play, just hit pause or stop. As long as you keep the thumb drive in the player, it will remember your place when you resume listening. If you're listening to the book on a computer or tablet, manually selecting which lesson to listen to next, click on the File Explorer to pull up the thumb drive menu. Then, click on the box for Lesson 24, labeled 5.24, Departure to Horror, to hear the next lesson.